Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, Why Do Students Play It Safe Academically? Let's dive in. Picture this. A student stares at a blank page, paralyzed by the fear of being wrong. Sound familiar? When we punish mistakes and reward only right answers, we're accidentally training students to avoid the very risks that lead to breakthrough thinking. Today, I want to explore how innovation teaching flips this script, rewarding exploration over perfection. Here's what I call the curiosity paradox. Traditional grading systems create safe, students who choose easy topics and proven methods. They've learned that getting it wrong carries too high a cost. Innovation teaching uses what researchers call productive failure, deliberately designing challenges where initial failure leads to deeper learning. Students discover that iteration and refinement are more valuable than getting it right the first time. The research backs this up beautifully. Stanford's growth mindset studies show students perform better when we praise process over product. Think about the learning zone model. There's the comfort zone, then the learning zone, then the panic zone. Innovation happens in that sweet spot where students feel challenged but supported to take intellectual risks. So how do we create this environment? Try implementing beautiful failures, sharing sessions, where students present what didn't work and what they learned. Grade reflection journals equally with final products. Replace find the answer questions with what if prompts that invite exploration. Let me share a real example. A high school biology teacher transformed her lab reports. Instead of following cookbook procedures, students designed experiments to solve local environmental problems. Initial attempts were messy, inconclusive, but students iterated, collaborated, consulted experts. They developed genuine scientific thinking skills rather than just following directions. One student's failed water quality experiment led to a city council presentation and actual policy change. Here's your immediate action step. This week, choose one assignment and add this phrase. Show your thinking, including false starts and changes. Create a classroom norm where saying, "I tried this approach, but," is celebrated as much as correct answers. Transform your feedback from fixing errors to asking, "What did this attempt teach you?" Remember, risk-taking isn't just academic. It's the foundation of entrepreneurship, scientific discovery, artistic expression, and adaptive problem-solving. When we teach students to embrace intellectual courage, we're preparing them for a world that rewards innovation over conformity. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. This podcast is just the beginning. This spring, I'll be releasing my book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom. Until then, follow along on YouTube, Facebook, and X at The Innovation Prof as we prepare resources to help you make innovation a core part of your teaching.